This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Catherine Carroll. Enrique Hernandez homered three times and drove in seven runs, and the Los Angeles Dodgers romped past the Chicago Cubs 11-1 last night to reach the World Series for the first time in almost three decades. The Dodgers will host either the Yankees or the Astros in Game 1 of the World Series on Tuesday night. The New York Yankees will take on the Astros in Game 6 tonight from Houston. The game begins tonight at 8:08 p.m. In NFL news, the Oakland Raiders snapped a four-game losing streak with a 31-30 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs last night. New York Jets running back Bilal Powell is expected to play at Miami on Sunday after practicing fully since straining his calf muscle nearly 2 weeks ago. The Buffalo Bills will take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 1 p.m. on Sunday. The New York Jets will play at Miami at 1 p.m. on Sunday. The New York Giants will host Seattle at 4:25 p.m. on Sunday from MetLife Stadium, and the New England Patriots will host the Atlanta Falcons at 8:30 p.m. on Sunday. In NHL news, John Tavares scored in the shootout to lift the New York Islanders over the Rangers 4-3 last night for their eighth win in the last nine games. In NBA news, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the New York Knicks 105-84 last night in their first regular season game with All-Star additions Paul George and Carmelo Anthony. Anthony, who was traded from the Knicks to the Thunder right before training camp, had 22 points against his former team. Gordon Hayward of the Boston Celtics is recovering from surgery, which his agent says went really well. An awkward landing in Cleveland on Tuesday night left Hayward with a broken left tibia and dislocated ankle. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.